BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
So we're at Friday and we've been bringing you 24 Years at the Tap End vintage episodes all week. What's the last one, Chris?
This one is where I did my first day at university and I caught my flatmate involved with a sock. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. Here it is. The return of 24 Years at the Tap End, Season 2. Now, a while back, a few months ago, my friend Chris here saw that everybody is releasing and writing autobiographies. Lol. And who inspired you to do this?
I think it was Brendan from Coach Trip.
So you saw his autobiography.
Yeah.
Thought, why not? Yeah. Why don't I do my own?
Mm.
And we've been reading out excerpts on air, chapters on the show, and it's been a surprise hit. And now you've got to the stage where we're at season two and you seem to have recorded your own theme tune.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this. I've not heard this. Okay. Shall I press play?
Yeah, go. I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the Tap End. At the Tap End.
I really like it. It's quite sweet.
Do you like it?
It's quite folky.
I was thinking Gavin and Stacey in my head. You know, the sort of opening of that.
Mm.
And a bit Royal Family as well. It's a bit farm music, but I quite like it. That's really sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a keeper?
Absolutely.
I can work on that some more.
For me it is, yeah. All right, so you've heard the theme tune. Now, here, 24 Years at the Tap End, the new season premiere now.
I'd like to take you to my 18th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
I've missed this. I am keen.
Becky?
Okay, then.
Becky seems unsure today.
No, it's because you always say, I'd like to take blah, 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 if you're keen. It's like, well, that's the only one you've got, so we have to say yes.
Yeah.
Very keen.
Good.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Okay, I'm sitting comfortably and I am ready.
Ready.
And I'm ready.
But you never are, though, because you always have to do a last-minute adjust of your chair. Because you always go, and I'm ready. And then it starts.
Right. I was well into my first week at Southampton University. Fresh as flu had yet to take grip, and generally everything was going okay. I was adapting to uni life and had even cooked a couple of my own meals and constructed a laundry bag to store dirty washing in. You learn all these tricks of the trade as you are forced to survive on your own, and much like Bear Grylls, my natural instincts and survival skills were doing me good so far.
Same.
For the first month or so at uni, I was having to share a room with someone. It was always agreed that he would end up keeping the room, and I would be the one that had to move out when the uni had found me alternative accommodation. And tensions were beginning to emerge because of this. He was from Scunthorpe, and although we had a lot in common, he liked girls and football, he was increasingly starting to treat the room like his own. I once walked in on him, naked, wearing one of my socks, and not on his feet.
One?
Yeah.
On his...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
I obviously caught him at a private moment.
Why your socks, though? Why not his own socks?
Well, it was obviously
was
just
one
first
of
thing to
people?
Hand. I think it was because I constructed that laundry bag. It was like, he just
what,
took
he
it out the top of the...
a dirty sock of yours on
he
his...
just fished it out, didn't he?
I came in, and he wasn't properly covered by his cover. It was sort of half on, half off, but I could see the sock.
I think that
and
he...
it was mine.
He decided on that last minute.
Have you got really small feet, or has he got a...
Well, no, it was a standard. It was a size 9 sock.
Right. But it wasn't fully covering it. Oh, my God.
No.
Size 9?
Who is this guy?
I meant the covers of the bed weren't fully covering him.
When you said it wasn't fully covering it...
No.
I thought you meant the sock wasn't fully covering his...
No,
and
no.
Then you said it was a size 9. And I'm like, oh, my God, where is he?
Well, no, I saw the sock. I looked away. I wasn't going to sort of look to see how much it... I didn't mind that so much. It was just annoying as I didn't have many socks.
You didn't mind that?
No, it was for me. It was more annoying because I just didn't have many socks. And the last thing I need is that.
Okay, be honest. Did you get him back by secretly next time he went out taking one of his socks and wearing it?
No,
the same
I mean, that'd be ridiculous.
Just so that you're even.
And what? And wait for him to walk in the room.
No, but just do it, and then so that he never knew, but you could secretly always know that you'd got.
Waving your hands in the air.
Look at me! Look at me! I like the idea that whenever one of us has a private moment, like on our own, the other one walks in and the other guy's wearing the sock. But no, I didn't. I'm not like that. Little things like this were starting to cause a bit of tension. We also saw differently on the rule that all students must buy a plastic sheet for their bed. There was no chance I was spending my money on this. I had a largely good control of my bladder. What they wanted us to do was buy a plastic mat sheet for the bed.
Who did? The university?
The university, yeah.
And this was standard?
This was standard thing that went on.
That is so weird. My university didn't have that.
Maybe it's something with Southampton students in particular, then that's a problem.
But where do you buy a plastic sheet?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't having any of it.
And the plastic sheet goes
under the duvet so that if worse comes to worse after a night out, it doesn't ruin the bed.
Wipe on, wipe off.
Yes, yes. I also had to allow a small amount of money for relevant fancy dress, although tonight was a toga party and that could easily be done on the cheap.
You could wear the plastic sheet.
Could do, yeah, yeah. Be see-through, though. I got a girl I lived with to help construct my toga wear. She had skills and wrapped my bedsheet around me. I was pressured into going out that night with no pants. It felt liberating but risky.
Why pressured?
Because it was like, everyone thought it'd be funnier, all the lads, to go out in a toga and it would just be generally more risky and a bit more exciting if we went out with no pants on.
Were you wearing the one sock?
I've known the sock was not on. No. No. It was just the toga sheet and then nothing underneath. I also had a small green crown that I fashioned from a bush. You know, like the Romans do.
Yes, like the Romans do.
All that covered me was my bed sheets, and it was flapping around a lot.
What?
The sheets.
Right, okay, just to clear that up.
That night's toga party was good fun. But I was massively out of my depth in learning all the rules of drinking my beer. When someone dropped a coin in my drink, I was instructed to save the queen, which involved drinking my pint fast to catch the coin in my teeth. When doing this, if someone grabbed my pinky finger, I would be made to have another drink. I learned by my mistakes, though. It was on the third pint or so that I realised the pinky rule. So if you're holding a glass and you're drinking, you know how your little finger might just sort of stray from the glass?
Mm.
Who
if
drinks
someone
like
grab-
that? No, only weirdos have the little finger up.
No,
like
you
people
just
who drink tea out of teacups and go, oh, hello.
No, you just
do you
naturally
pints?
Do it.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't
do
drink
you
pints.
You all your hands to grip it.
No, he doesn't do a full grip. He has one small finger sticking out.
There's one little finger sticks out, and if someone grabs that...
Off of old ladies in Victorian times
drinking
tea.
Yeah, no, I was
going
to say, only people who go, hello, do that.
No, they don't. No, they don't. It's a blokey thing. You can drink your pint with three fingers.
It's not manly to have your little finger poking up when you're drinking a pint.
No, you know what? Loads of blokes will be doing this now, what I'm doing. It's like, no, that doesn't feel
no,
right.
It doesn't.
It doesn't
feels
feel right.
Really
no,
it's awkward.
Not, no, but you're saying it wrong. It's not just the thumb and first finger that you're drinking with. You're
no,
drinking
I know.
With
you're drinking
fingers.
It with three and the thumb, but then you've got your little finger poking up like a...
Yeah, and then if someone grabs that, you have to net your pint.
People trying this in traffic right now will look really weird.
Yeah, but I'm sure a lot of blokes know what I mean here.
But if they're someone, not doing that.
Someone grabs the pinky, it's a bad, bad thing.
Stop doing that action.
But the most awkward time of the night came when I was mid-toga party. Things were going well. I was with a couple of lads I had met, and much like the Romans, we were attempting to take over. My cardboard sword was reasonably sized and impressive.
That sounds like one.
And had helped us to make contact with a couple of girls. In fact, our dancing was going down so well, we were dragged up on stage to dance alongside some of the second year reps. It was an honour, and the seal of approval we needed to progress in Freshers' Week.
And what dance were you doing?
I'll carry on. I kept it simple, stacking shelves, doing the lawnmower, and honouring the crowd with my sword. But as the song finished, the sound of drums started once, and then again. The reps got excited and started to derobe. It was the Baywatch theme. And as I looked around, this looked to be the signal to take your clothes off.
Oh. Hang on, do you need the theme?
If you've got it to hand, I suppose
not
you
if it
probably
means he's
going to
take
you?
His clothes off again.
I've always got it to hand.
Well, this is weird because now that I've graduated from uni, when I hear this song,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it one of those subliminal things that you hear this, boom, 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 and you're like, okay, unzip that.
But if you just play the, don't play at all, then I don't have to get completely naked, do I? I was aware that I was hanging free, but there was little I could do. I removed my robes and tried the best I could to cover up with my sword. I looked to my left and realised that the guys I had gone out with had actually lied. They had boxers on. I'd been stitched up. I also did not feel that the intimidating situation caused by the onlooking crowd had done me justice. I felt like I was giving a false representation of myself downstairs.
What?
Why?
No, wait.
What do you mean?
What I mean is... I wasn't prepared for the situation that I was going to have
and
to derobe.
How do you normally prepare?
No, I just what I just meant is I don't think what happened that night did me justice.
Right. But I'm intrigued by this normal kind of warm-up routine that you appear to do, which you're not telling us.
People got the wrong idea about me that night.
Have you normally got one you use on nights out?
What do you mean?
A different one?
I don't know. Like girls have things that they put in their bra. Do you ever?
Oh no! I never need to reinforce
chicken fillet.
No. I think what it was is it was an intimidating experience for someone who'd been there shy of a week.
So you're naked completely on stage with some blokes in boxer shorts.
Yes.
So you're like the main like feature.
I was not. Well, yes. I was annoyed at them for. I felt let down. One, embarrassed. Two, three, not particularly proud of myself.
No.
I stood on stage with nothing on but a laurel wreath and flip flops for the entirety of that Baywatch song. It was a great night though, and it had taught me some valuable lessons that would see me through uni. Always wear underwear under your toga, and never let anyone grab your pinky.
I very much enjoyed that. I'm really pleased
it's back.
Welcome back.
There we are.
That was lovely. Thank you.
No worries.
Shall we have the theme tune at the end?
Yeah, bosh it one more time.
Give that
maybe.
Another airing, shall we?
Go on.
Hi, bosh banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen. Nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did... 24 years at the tap end. At the tap end.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hope you've enjoyed these 24 years at the tap end podcast this week. We're having a week off now and we'll be back on Radio 1 on Monday the 7th of January. Happy holidays.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.